We even started a project one time of picking up spirits off the side of the road that had been killed in car wrecks.
How did you even know they were there?
Well, I could feel them.
Okay.
Not physically, but mentally. The way this came about, I was driving across Tennessee up near Nashville one time, and they put crosses on the side of the road a lot of times where people have been killed, and I saw four crosses. And this was just a gut feeling, and I honestly can't prove this on this particular case, but the gut feeling was these are young people, and they're stuck here, and they don't even know they're dead. And I asked my spirit guide, I said, would you like for me to take these over? And I communicate there with Dowsing while I'm driving down the road 70 miles an hour, and I got an answer of yes. And my question is, why don't you do it? Now, part of the communication I do is with Dowsing. Part of it is mental, and none of it I don't think is scientifically verifiable. The only reason I believe it is because we see results from it. But the answer I got was when I asked, why don't you do it, they said, we're waiting for you. I said, now, let me get this straight. You're telling me you can't do this. And the answer I get was, you are in the physical world, we're in the spirit world. There's things we can do that you can't, there's things that you can do that we can't, and we need to work together. And I have tried to take that lesson and remember it, and I think we've been able to do a lot of good for a lot of people by using that method of just working with those in the spirit world.
Now, how do you tap into these spirit helpers, Raymond?
Well...
And can anybody do that?
Well, I teach that in class, and most of the people, and not all, but most of them are able to do this to varying degrees of success. Some are fantastic at it. Everybody has their own expertise. Like if we were to take a course in art, there would be some people that would come out real good artists, and some of us wouldn't. Same thing with mechanics or anything else. Some people have a natural ability for this. Some, it's so foreign to them, like the folks you were talking about, they're going to turn and run from it. But the ones who really want to apply themselves and do it, this is a teachable trait or skill.
The spirit helpers that are out there, who are they? I mean, what are their souls? From
as
way back?
As near as I can determine, they are the spirits of people who once lived here on Earth. Now, some people would refer to them as guardian angels, and I wouldn't argue with that definition. But this is what I found that came as a total surprise, is they all aren't good. We all have the opinion that guardian angel spirit helpers are all kind and benevolent.
Right.
It just ain't so. Because stop and think a minute. You wouldn't really expect serial killers to have good spirit guides, and they don't.
Well, unless they have spirit guides that have given up or something.
Well, they actually have negative ones. This is what I found,
like,
and it was a surprise when I discovered it.
I mean, like fallen angels, maybe.
That one, no, I'm going to give you an opinion. Now, this is an opinion. But I think that they are the spirits of people who really weren't very good in this life, downright evil, that have somehow or another moved in and influencing the person. Now, to me, there's a very thin line. There does seem to be a line, but a very thin line between a negative spirit helper and someone who has possessed a person. And my Dowsing system recognizes that there is a difference between the two, but I have not been able to verbally tell you these are the characteristics of one and this is the characteristics of another. I haven't been able to do that.